Assalamu alaikum. This is Safwan Mustafa. Welcome to Tisol Podcast. Today, we're going to listen to a story of our beloved Prophet, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, series number 5. Troubled, lawless times for the Meccans. Until he reached 30 years of age, Muhammad was almost a stranger to the outside world. Since the death of his grandfather, authority in Mecca was divided among the 10 senators who constituted the governing body of the Arabian Commonwealth. There was no such accord among them as to ensure the safety of individual rights and property. Though family relations afforded some degree of protection to citizens, yet strangers were frequently exposed to persecution and oppression. In many cases, they were robbed, not only their goods, but even their wives and daughters. At the instigation of the faithful Muhammad and all league calls the Federation of Fuzul, favors was revived with the object of repressing lawlessness and defending every weak individual, whether Meccan or stranger, free or slave, against any wrong or oppression to which he might be the victim within the territories of Mecca. When Muhammad reached 35 years, he settled by his judgment a grave dispute which threatened to plunge the whole of Arabia into a fresh series of her oft-returning recurring wars. In rebuilding the sacred house of the Kaaba in AD 605, the question arose as to who should have the honor of raising the black stone, the most holy relic of that house, into its proper place. Each tribe claimed that honor. The senior citizen advised the disputants to accept for their arbitrator the first man to enter from a certain gate. The proposal was agreed upon, and the first man who entered the gate was Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Al-Amin. His advice satisfied all the contending parties. He ordered the stone to be placed on a piece of cloth and each tribe to share the honor of lifting it up by taking hold of a part of the cloth. The stone was thus deposited in its place and the rebuilding of the house was completed without further interruption.